here is Evgenia Mila. I'm here with Sally Nielsen, an optometrist. Welcome, Sally. And I would like to ask a professional optometrist what she thinks about unleashing your vision and eye exercises and about alternative exercises that can improve eyesight. Welcome, Sally. So, Sally, what do you think about glasses? And is there an alternative solution for people who don't want to wear glasses?
Well, there's a lot of different options in my business because I am an optometrist. I was trained to basically prescribe glasses, but I've been working for 24 years and I do realize that sometimes you don't really need to prescribe glasses when it's not necessary. But many people tend to opt for glasses because it's an easy way out, because they want to have a quick fix. When you're young, your eyes tend to develop. And there are a lot of young people nowadays do a lot of computer works, and they basically locked themselves into more short-sighted environments. So it is environment factor as well. So you're not born short-sighted, you basically just make yourself short-sighted sometimes. And so yeah, there are people that can improve by exercises, eating well, and you know, we do prescribe what we call some kind of exercises to make sure they don't rely on their glasses too much.
So what you are saying is that if you got vision problems, you can also get rid of them by yourself. Is that correct?
Yes. We can sometimes make them do exercises to relieve whatever their problem is. Young kids mostly are long-sighted.
Yes.
But they can develop short-sightedness. Yes.
As well.
That's right.
And one question about food. Do you think that food and diet affect the eyesight?
The diet's really relating to the well-being of a person. I still think that if you don't eat well, you don't feel well anyway, and you don't see very well.
Yeah.
And so I think diets definitely make, you know, do affect the person.
Well, yeah, and kids have a lot of sugar, a lot of fatty foods, and it's definitely not so great for the eyes.
Well, it's not so great for their own development, organ developments, body developments, everything else, posture as well. But just remember that we are living in a fast world, and people want to really be fast fixed.
Fixed, yeah.
That's right. Little mobile phones also, it's not really very good for their eyes.
Not just kids, also adults work in front of the computers, watch a lot of TVs.
Yes, there are a lot of studies that says that environment factor is really one of the biggest. And then, as you could see nowadays, we basically want kids to sit in front of the computer a lot more times. And that's before they even develop to an adulthood. So we have, I think, with kids that are growing, not enough of that normal kids' activities, they make themselves more short-sighted.
Yeah.
Before they even get into their adult job.
Yeah.
And once they get into adult job, they sit in front of a computer as well. So it's, they're going to they love themselves for their, you know, for the rest of their lives, basically.
Yeah, they want to be like their parents.
That's right.
And Sally, what do you think about LASIK eye surgery and its consequences?
Well, it's LASIK eye surgery is no different to glasses. It's just a choice of what you wanted to do with, you know, fixing up your faults.
Yeah.
In your eyesight, it's sort of like you can choose whether you want to wear glasses, contact lenses, LASIK eye surgery, but many people just opt for one or the other. So if they don't like their glasses, they go for LASIK eye surgery. But LASIK eye surgery doesn't correct 100% anyway.
Yeah.
So eventually, when you do reach such an age, you still need glasses, because you, like they said, they can't guarantee it for life. So your eye would still change.
So it might be you will need another LASIK eye surgery in 10 years or so.
Well, we go through stages of when you're young, your eyes develop, and you go through the teenagers when you have to do all the examinations and, you know, a lot of works with high schools and all that. They become a bit more short-sighted sometimes. And then they go to work and then lock themselves into that so-called short-sightedness. Or even if they are long-sighted, they already have problems. They normally would have to wear glasses to do all their works anyway. So they lock themselves with some kind of corrections.
Yeah.
And then if their diet's not very good, and then they reach 30, 40-year-old, and then they go through stages of change again, which affects a lot of the structural changes in the eye. Hypertension, diabetes, all affects the back of the eye.
Yeah, it's all connected.
That's right. And then
all the
you reach 50, 60 year old and you get into a stage where you go through a surgery for cataracts, or you know, you have problem with like retinal problems, macular degeneration, which is macular degenerative sort of problem are definitely due to diet.
Yeah.
But also genetical makeup, yes, as well, because if your parents eat the same food, you probably
yeah.
don't have the same.
So you think that actually proper diet and proper posture and exercises, some stretching for eye muscles, can improve the vision?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in my work life, I've been working for 24 years. I have seen people that
it's
are
a long time.
Really, yes, the 70-year-old and their eyesight is so flexible.
Mm.
I mean, they don't have cataracts, nothing. And I have seen those group of people,
mm.
and definitely they're very aware of what they eat.
All right.
And they're aware of what is good for their body,
mm.
and a lot of them do relaxation exercise like yoga.
Yeah.
And They basically understand the body functions.
The basic.
And I always said to them, look at you, your eyes are really like 20-year-old.
Oh.
They're 70-year-old, you know.
Great.
Mostly women are more aware of it than men,
yeah.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, because they have to take care of their kids, so they have to learn by themselves what is right.
Most guys tend to do is they drink a lot when they get older.
Drink
they have
a lot
of attention.
Alcohol,
right.
Or drink a lot. Well, alcohol.
That's
yeah,
right.
Alcohol is really
that's
bad
right.
for the eyesight.
Yeah. It all affects the brain. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you very much.
That's
and
all right.
Thanks for coming here and explaining a professional point of view.
Thanks.
Thank you.